From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea, in for Ed Gordon. Ceremonies marking the 50th anniversary of the start of the Montgomery bus boycott continue today, both in Alabama state capital and throughout the South. Yesterday, a parade of children marched from the site where Rosa Parks was arrested for refusing to give up her bus seat to a white man. The date was December 1, 1955. What followed was a 381-day boycott of Montgomery's transportation system. Its success was one of the first victories of the modern civil rights movement. Among the hundreds of people in Montgomery for celebrations is one former resident, Claudette Colvin. Chroniclers of civil rights say it was Colvin who actually led the way for Rosa Parks. From member station WUNC in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Leonita Inge reports.
Like all the other city buses in Greensboro on this particular day, the first seat on this one sits empty, except for a black ribbon and a bow. The Greensboro Transit Authority placed it there in honor of Miss Rosa Parks, a tribute that's well-deserved, says passenger Kelly Ebron, a student at North Carolina A&T State University.
What I remember most about her is her strength and ability to stand up to a wrong system and having the courage to be able to do something about it. Even though she was probably not the only one that felt that way, God made it so that she would be the one to spark off the movement.
Though the spark for the movement, Ebron also credits others for helping launch the struggle for civil rights. Some names like Martin Luther King Jr. roll off the tongue with ease. But when asked, who is Claudette Colvin? Many of the same people who are paying tribute to Rosa Parks draw a blank.
No, I've never heard of Claudette Colvin. I know Rosa Parks went against the bus system and stayed in her seat, and then it caused the whole bus boycott.
That was Colin Walsh. Other students here on the campus of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill are equally confounded by the question.
My name is Callie Leach, and I'm from Charlotte. I heard about the story of Rosa Parks, and I knew that there are other people like her, but I never knew names or anything. So I basically know just the background of the story that you learn in school, not much more in depth.
Claudette Colvin was a young resident of Montgomery, Alabama. 9 months before Rosa Parks' defiant act, Colvin was dragged off another Montgomery city bus by police and arrested.
Because I refused to get up.
The date was March 2, 1955. Colvin was 15 years old.
They treated me just like I was an adult. They booked me and then they took me to the city jail and they locked the jail door. I mean, that was Oh, God, that's when I really got afraid. I wasn't afraid before, but, you know, I thought it was going to take me to juvenile, but they didn't.
Today, Colvin is 66 years old, retired, and living in the Bronx. Why her own act of defiance in Montgomery never stirred the public's imagination is a question she has often asked herself. Colvin believes one reason was because she was pregnant and unwed at the time the historic bus boycott began, a fact that may have weighed on civil rights organizers who were attempting to broaden the movement.
How I felt is that that's the time they should have come to my aid. That's when I really needed them. But they ostracized me and felt that I would really wouldn't be a good model for the bus boycott.
Colvin says another reason she may not have appealed to civil rights decision makers at the time was because her family was not a part of the black middle class elite.
So I knew they lacked rows of face, and I knew the middle class people lacked rows of face too, because they would say, oh, she deserves this, see, because she is almost like them. And here me, the little black girl, they didn't want to have anything to do with me. That's how I felt.
Civil rights attorney Fred Gray represented both Colvin and Rosa Parks in 1955. Gray, who still practices law in Montgomery, was only 24 years old and fresh out of law school. He says he doesn't know exactly why Colvin wasn't chosen to represent the movement, but he believes the reasons were tied to strategy, not class.
We started making plans as soon as Mrs. Parks was arrested to be sure what happened to Claudette would not happen to her. And we didn't do that immediately when Claudette was arrested.
And as it turned out, Colvin's case was the stronger of the two, says Gray. That's why she ended up as a plaintiff in the NAACP's federal lawsuit to end segregation on buses.
Most people don't know it, but the truth of the matter is the Rosa Parks case is not the case that integrated the buses. Mrs. Parks was charged with disorderly conduct, and all we could have gotten out of that case was a not guilty verdict.
Gray says it's time for the world to know Claudette Colvin.
I tell people all the time that Claudette is certainly one of those unsung heroes. And if there had been no Claudette Colvin, there may very well have been no Mrs. Rosa Parks, as we later learned her to be.
Claudette Colvin says she doesn't envy Rosa Parks for being the name and face that helped bring down Jim Crow. She says the movement needed an adult who could impress a white media, and at the time she was only a teenager, but who, like Parks, was sick and tired of sitting in the back of the bus. For NPR News, I'm Leonita Inge in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.